Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norm. I hope you get my message. I want to tell you a story. When I was a teenager, my parents entered me into a firefly competition. The competition was sponsored by the city. Here's how the competition worked. Each contestant was handed a plastic bag. At dusk, all the contestants would walk around our downtown park and try to capture as many fireflies as they could. When the time for capturing fireflies was up, each contestant would take their plastic bag filled with fireflies to the electronic eye, mounted on a table near the judges' station. The electric eye was a device that could measure the amount of lumens given off by the fireflies. The contestant that had the most illuminated bag won the competition. Norm, the first prize for the brightest bag of captured fireflies was a check for $250. The second prize winner received a gift certificate for three people at the Red Lobster restaurant. Norm, I was positive I was going to win the $250 check. I had caught fireflies on my own many times. I was going to win. Until I didn't. Let me explain. While I was filling my plastic bag with fireflies, I came upon a concentrated area of fireflies. They were easy to see. It was dark. It was like a firefly convention. It was exciting. In one swoop, I figured I would fill my bag with lightning bugs. However, when I reached out to grab the fireflies, I instead found myself clutching onto something round and long. I removed the penlight flashlight from my shirt pocket, and I aimed it at the floating object. Norm, it wasn't a gathering of blinking fireflies, it was an enormous hovering dildo. Someone had filled the giant black dildo with helium, and they had covered the dildo with blinking battery-powered Christmas lights. But how? Why? Before I could do anything about it, the dildo quickly positioned itself between my legs. Norm, I was wearing a halter top and hot pants. Because it's been so hot outside, I opted out of wearing a brassiere or panties. Before I knew what was happening, the Christmas light-covered dildo bored its way through the crotch of my hot pants, and it drove itself deep inside my tight fuckhole. As the dildo moved in and out of my luxe pussy, I fell to the ground. I was lying face up, and my legs were pulled back. My sweating kneecaps were touching each of my ears. Norm, I was getting dicked. The rock-hard rubber schlong moved in and out of my dripping meat locker thousands of times. I came, and I moaned, and I moaned, and I came. As I rocked my perspiring hips, my clothes got torn off, and then I blacked out from orgasm overload. When I regained consciousness, a police officer told me that the monstrous helium-filled dildo was being controlled remotely by an unknown perpetrator.
Some horny bastard filled the dildo with helium. They put LED lights on the dildo. So you think the flying cock was just a bunch of fireflies? It was controlled remotely by Iraqis or Mexicans. I've never met any woman that could take something that big to the snatch. It's likely you'll walk with a limp the rest of your life.
Inside the floating dildo were gears, servos, batteries, a video camera, a tank of helium, and an electric motor that was hooked up to a propeller. Norm, some of the contestants took photographs of me lying naked on the ground in the park. A reporter wrote that the other contestants believed I was being raped by fireflies. Photos surfaced that showed my spread legs and brightly illuminated cunt, in addition to my rolled back eyes, were published in all the major print and electronic news outlets. Needless to say, I did not win the $250, and I did not win the Red Lobster gift certificate dinner for three. It was an awful moment. I walked bow-legged for a month after that box cram session. Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, be careful if ever you find yourself reaching for a gob of hovering fireflies in the night. The fireflies might wind up being a helium-filled colossal floating dildo, and it just might bang out your stretched-out whore hole. It happened to me. Now I must go. Norm, I call all the time, but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to vape, while I move my pointer finger and middle finger in circular motions atop my blood-engorged hungry clitoris, while lying on my cum-stained mattress. Oh. Oh. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
So last week I was at the Ultralight fly-in that's held up here in upper northern Michigan. It's held on about, I don't know, 10 acres, 15-acre tract of land that they basically manicure and keep open for all kinds of events, from concerts to fly-ins to competitions with regards to all-terrain vehicles, and people are going mudding there and stuff like that. I've never done that. But last week I was at this thing, this fly-in. Now, I didn't actually fly to the fly-in. I could have. I was super close to it. I live right up here in upper northern Michigan. Instead, I towed my ultralight aircraft with my Argo Frontier 18-horsepower six-wheel ATV. It's really great. It's got a bench seat. You can lift up the fiberglass body. There's 2 bench seats on it. You can lift it up to service the motor. Got 6 balloon tires with giant 1-inch fins on them so it'll operate in the water. That's what an Argo Frontier is. They don't make them anymore. I got this thing. It was basically junk and turned it to a real piece of work, a real piece of art, honest to God. So I went to the fly-in, and I used the Argo Frontier. And atop the Argo Frontier I had strapped was my Ridge Runner ultralight aircraft. Now, that thing has like a 27-foot wingspan. It's got a Rotax engine, a 277, they call it. It's got a 27-horsepower engine, but it's bigger than that because I bored out the cylinders, put bigger rings, and I ride nitrous oxide. I even altered the carburetor. It's got a 5-gallon gas tank. It weighs about 900 pounds. It's called, I think, a Model 2. It's hardly a Model 2 anymore since I reworked it. It's a 2-seater, and I had a jump seater put in the back of it, and I modified the thing entirely so that it uses nitrous oxide in case I ever get into a bind with any kind of wind shear or sudden wind squalls that show up. So I went to this ultralight fly-in. And at the ultralight fly-in, you meet all kinds of people. This year, there were over 200 people there with their ultralight aircraft, and there was a lot of women there, and I mean a lot of good-looking women, not women that you'd ever get because you're ugly. But if you were handsome like me, you could get some of these women. And I basically did get some of these women because I'm handsome and they see that I got a large amount of meat below my belt. When I'm telling you that I have a 15.5-pound cock, it's not a lie. It's 14 inches long or thereabouts when it gets really rock hard. And I talk about this all the time, and it's a true story because I once weighed my cock on a cocaine scale, and it was 15.5 pounds, an old mechanical cocaine scale. Excuse me. And I weighed it there. I have a 15.5-pound thing down there, and women like that. Now, somewhere around 9 or 10 o'clock, maybe 10:30, I'm sitting in an area where a bunch of women are sitting around a campfire, and there's a lot of tents there. Everybody's got ultralight aircraft out. They're all lined up down the runway. They made this impromptu runway. All you got to do is cut the grass short to fly an ultralight aircraft, and you got a runway. So everybody's telling stories, and I fit right in there. And one person is talking about a story, telling stories to these other women, lots of women around the campfire, and he was saying this. And I found it particularly interesting. Maybe he will too. I don't really know. He said that they've come up with an invention that goes onto a dildo. An invention that goes onto a dildo. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but the average length of a dildo today in America is 16 inches long. What has happened? Well, what has happened is women think the answer to everything is in their cunt. So they go deeper and deeper thinking they're going to hit a pocket in there that's going to give them the answers to their life. It's going to somehow become fulfilling. They're going to have money. They're going to have homes, cars, travel. They think that. So they've gone deeper and deeper in their cunt, and they made it about 14 and 15 inches deep. That's how big the cunt is. Now, today, that's what you're dealing with, man. If you're out there with a chick, this is what you're dealing with. So you know you don't have that. I do, but you know you don't have that. But that's what you're dealing with. That's what's happening. Sort of mutating the cunt. It's getting bigger and bigger. It's unfurling because chicks think the answer is down there. It's mutating. It's changing. It's evolving for much bigger things because they're kind of moving away from the cock. They're moving more and more to the fucking dildos, to big stumps, to branches on trees, to couch arms. They're going all over the place, big things. So the cunt says, I better modify myself. I better alter myself for something bigger. She wants something bigger, and I need something bigger. Well, there's a dude there talking, and he says this. You know, this is him talking. When you pump off with a dildo, he's telling everybody this in front of the fire. I'm there too. I got my ultralight aircraft all set up there. It's all out there with everybody else's. I can drink the beer. I bought peppermint schnapps and coffee and hot chocolate. I bring that. I bring all kinds of dope with regards to marijuana. Up here we got Pinconning Paralyzer. It's fucking 97% THC. We grow that in Michigan. And he says, what's happening with the dildo is because they're so big. When a chick pumps off, I've never heard this. Maybe you've heard this, I don't know. When a chick pumps off her hot, fucking hungry hole with a dildo, what happens is the eggs get on the dildo. They're so deep in the cunt now, so back there, so in there. I mean, literally, it's just unfurling the cunt, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. They're so deep in the cunt, this huge cavern that's between her legs, that they hit the egg vault. The egg vault is between the legs. It's in the cunt. It's at the back of the cunt. And when they're using this big dildo, this is what this guy said. I don't remember his name. It was some kind of a feminized name, something I'd never name a dude ever. And he said, when they're using this dildo and they pull the dildo out now because it's so big, when they pull the dildo out, it causes the eggs to come out of the egg vault. And the eggs, as the dildo comes out of the fucking hole as she's pumping herself off, the eggs go all over the walls, all over the people in the room, all over her furniture, all over the back of the door, all over her fucking headboard, all over the lamp next to her bed. The eggs go everywhere because of a huge dildo. They're just coming out the hole and they're being thrown everywhere. And I guess what's happening is it's spreading disease. There's rotting eggs on walls, on headboards, on the lamp next to the bed, on furniture in the bedroom. It's in the living room. It's wherever she pumps off. These eggs now are being flinged out of her cunt because of monstrous dildos, giant dildos. The cunt is adapting to them. These eggs are being flown out of the cunt, flinged out of the cunt. So they're actually made of meat. I mean, think of what an egg is. An egg is an early stage person. It's made out of meat. It's like beef in her cunt. These are eggs. And these eggs are starting to rot. So, and there's flesh all over the place. They're rotting. There's flesh all over the walls, all over the furniture, all over the headboard, all over the fucking plants to the right of the bed. It's everywhere in every room. Wherever you see a chick, wherever you are where there's women, there are eggs. So you can't see them because they're so small. But they're everywhere in the room. Roller rink, it's covered, walls are covered in fucking eggs. You go to a Denny's, the walls are covered in eggs. You go to a Starbucks, the walls are covered in eggs. Anywhere chicks like to go, I don't know so much McDonald's, but there's eggs everywhere they go. It's a trail of fucking eggs, and I guess it's out of hand, the Centers for Disease Control and all that. This is all coming from this dude, and I researched it. Are now trying to find a way to cut this down. So here's what they've done. This is the answer to cutting back all these fleshy eggs being flinged on a cunt because women are so deep in their cunt with a dildo. And I learned it's at this fly-in, the ultralight fly-in in Michigan here. You should have been there. We'd had a good time. We'd have partied, man. And here's what they're doing about it. This guy said they're putting shields on the dildo, like a lampshade, only it's a shield. It's an egg shield, and it's on the dildo. It's like the diameter of a plate. Say you're sitting down for dinner with your slut, your whore, whatever she is. You're sitting down to dinner, and while you're sitting down to dinner, there's your plate. What are they, 12 inches in diameter or something like that, your dinner plate? Well, it's as big as a dinner plate, and it's a shield made out of plastic. You can't break it. It bends, it folds, and all that. But it's on the dildo itself, so that when her hand's behind the shield, she's able to pump off. But as she's pulling the dildo in and out of her fuck hole, trying to have an orgasm, trying to come, because that's clearly where the answer is, it's got to be in that hole, all the eggs that get flung out of her cunt in her frenzy and her fever, extreme horniness, they all get flung onto this shield that's attached to the dildo. Now, instead of the eggs hitting the walls and dripping down the walls, instead of the eggs hitting the headboard and dripping down the headboard, instead of the eggs hitting the living room floor, she's on the living room floor, she's pumping off or some shit like that. They're on the living room walls, the living room couch, the love seat, all over. It's in the kitchen, it's on the refrigerator, stainless steel door. These eggs are everywhere in a bitch's room because she's flinging them out with a dildo. In addition to the dildo, as you know, the dick also does the same thing. I mean, my cock's so big, I pull it out just for a second, completely out of the hole, because I try to cool my cock down because it's getting hot, it's burning up. So I pull it out, air condition it, shove it back in the hole. And when I do that, the eggs come out and they fling all over, but it's more so with a dildo. So this shield on the dildo doesn't allow the eggs to go any further than the shield. And then they just stick on the shield. They stick there and they get thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker. Now, the eggs are really small. They're inside a woman's cunt. It's in her womb or shit like that. Whatever it is, it's in her uterus, wherever the eggs are, it's in there. And these eggs are on this shield now. He says this, and I looked this shit up. He said, now you can turn this shield in. It comes with a cardboard sleeve. It's like a record cover in the 60s or 70s or something like that, a 45, a long play record, something like that. You can put them in a sleeve and you can mail them to someplace. It's already pre-addressed and already pre-postage on it, pre-stamped and all that. It's got a barcode or something like that on it. And you can send this shield in once it gets full. And you know it gets full because it turns a little bit a different shade of a color. It's made to do that. You can send this shield in, and this organization, this company that works with chemicals and all kinds of stuff like that, chemicals and vaccines, they scrape off all the eggs and they study the eggs. They got like just a bazillion amount of eggs that's been shipped in from these dildos, these special dildos with an egg shield on it. It's on the back, the egg shield that blocks the eggs from coming out. And they can process this stuff. This is what he said is happening. Now, you didn't know that was happening. I didn't know that was happening. I thought, oh yeah, well, whatever. The real world, the real things that are going on underneath our nose that we can't see, is just shocking. It's just stunning. I mean, when I was hearing this, he kept talking about eggs. There's a chick to my left. She had red hair. I like red-haired women. Usually, they got very light or white skin, and I like the look of that. I don't know, pale fucking skin, real redhead. I just like to go in there, and there's cunts there. She got red pubic hair. You're playing around with her stuff. And with a white-skinned woman, a pale-skinned woman, when you slap her in the rear, when you give her spanking, the slap marks, the red marks, they really show, unlike some other slut, some other slag, some dago, some Polack chick. You can't see it like that, but a red-haired chick, something from Ireland, that's a different story. You can see the slaps. You can see all the things you've done. You've kissed her. There's all kinds of whisker burn all around her mouth, man. You're playing with her red hair and shit, and there's cum on your fingers and cum on your hand. And all those hairs of hers and her pubic hairs, they're all on your fucking hands in the morning and wake up. You can't get that with any other chick. And I really scored? I really fucking scored a big one with a red-haired woman while I'm listening to this story around this campfire about dildos with fucking egg shields on them when I went to the fucking ultralight fly-in. It's absolutely incredible what you can learn there. And I did learn that. I must have rocked around 8 or 10 hours studying every ultralight aircraft that was there. And while I was doing that, I usually had some woman with me that came to this thing to do the same thing, look at the ultralights. But what I didn't know when I was younger is if there's a woman at a gathering, she's there because she wants dick. If there's a woman at the bar, she's there because she wants dick. If there's a woman dancing at some fucking club or whatever you call it, some place near your burned out house and the burned out community you live in, if she's there, wherever she's at, she's there because she wants dick. And like I always say, they're 15 minutes off an orgasm. They just fucking came 15 minutes before you seen them. And while you're going to see them through the night, they're going to come again and again and again and again. They live for orgasms night and morning, day and night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, hundreds of days of the year, the whole fucking year. They're fresh off an orgasm. Quit acting like, hey, well, I'm going to be a gentleman here. And she's just here. She didn't just show up. She's there, man, because she wants fucking meat. She wants lots and lots of meat in her fucking seam right between her legs. A lot of goddamn meat. That's why they're there. That's why they came to the fly-in. This is stuff I never understood. I used to think, hey, wow, man, I'm at this place and this chick's here and I know her. She just happens to be there. She happens to be there because she wants to get slammed really fucking hard. She wants to fucking be bent over something like I like to do and get banged from the rear. That's why they're there. Stop putting this fucking bitch up on a pedestal, man. I'd do the same thing to your sister, and you know it. And people say that, but it's true. That's what she wants. That's what's there. She has an unoccupied hole that requires a device to go into it. There's the hole. Put something in it. That's what it's made for. So while I'm there, it's a fucking whole weekend thing. While I'm there, while I was fiddling around with the redhead, I can still see under one of my fingernails a tiny piece of red hair under the fingernail. Now, I didn't want it to fall out, so I put clear nail polish on it to keep it there. But there it was, man. At fucking, we were playing stink finger. We were playing fucking sticky finger. There's a redheaded hair in under my fucking nail, and I can look at it because I put clear nail polish on it to keep it there, to keep it adhered there, because I want to look at it and think of the time, the day, the things that occurred when I went to the ultralight fly-in with my Argo Frontier and my fucking dope, my marijuana, my booze, my fucking Glock, my goddamn Luger. I brought all kinds of shit. And while I'm there, some guy says to me, yeah, you're Norm Augustinus. I said, yeah. How'd you know? He said, I recognize your voice. I listened to your shit. He said, I said, thanks. While I'm there, people say to me, what are the ways, Norm? One of the ways, I sat down on some seats they put up, and they put up a big damn gazebo. Now, the gazebo was an inflatable gazebo, but it had a wood floor on it. It was the coolest thing you ever saw. At first, I thought, what is that, a bouncing thing for a bunch of kids? They don't want to bounce around here. People came to the flying because they want dick. They want pussy. They don't care about kids bouncing up and down on a damn bouncy thing, but it wasn't a bouncy thing for kids. It was a gazebo with an actual wood platform floor, and people danced on it. It was up. It was lit from the top, and it was at the fly-in amongst all kinds of other vendors. I just loved it, and it's exciting, man. I'm getting excited right now thinking about the fun I had. While I'm there, a guy says to me, what are the ways you can make money in the woods? He says, what are the ways you can make money in the woods? And chick asked me the same thing. Now, the redhead I was playing stink finger with, she had the greatest fucking eyes you ever saw. They were orange eyes. And when she was turned on, they completely dilated. She looked like this pale fucking vampire who come out of a coffin. I don't know what it is about that look, but I like that look. She looked like this vampire, these big eyes and shit, and the cum dripping out of her mouth and blowers lines along the side of her fucking mouth from blowing so much cock. And I thought, I'm really lucky. I seek those women out right away. If you're a chick like that, if you look like that, if what I just described is you, please show up here. If you're a mountain of fucking pus, a mountain of fat, don't come near me. Don't come to this property. If you're a size 3 or 5, a redhead with pale skin, I'm very interested in meeting you. If you're a fucking mountain of fat, with all gigantic curbs and cottage cheese, fucking get out. Don't even come in my place. I'll put one right between your fucking eyes. I'm not kidding you. I just don't have time for that shit. I have to be selective, and so do you. You just let time slip through your fucking fingers like that fucking soap opera. Like sands through an hourglass. So are the days of our lives. So he says, what are the ways to make money in a thing? And I never realized all the ways I have to make money in a forest. This is just all coffee clatch shit. You know what a coffee clatch is? A bunch of people together, they're just talking about stuff. A coffee clatch shit. That's what the whole flying was, a gigantic coffee clatch about motors and propellers and about fuel and about fucking nitrous oxide and about turbocharging fucking ultralight aircrafts and meeting people and getting dick the whole weekend in the middle of the woods. I got a real keeper with this redhead. I really did. I really scored. And it's one of the first times I felt a real intimate connection with a chick at this flying, this redhead. She just was on me like glue, and I felt natural to her, her organs, my organs, our whatever it is, what is about us, our fucking, whatever our scents were and pheromones, it all just clicked, it all just jived, man. And I was in for the fucking session, I was deep. I mean, so goddamn deep. She had rapid eye movement. Her eyes were closed and they were open and blinking. Once she looked like she was dead. When I went super deep and I blew my load, her eyes were open, but they didn't close and they didn't move. And I thought, did I kill her? Did I hit an internal organ as she bruised? But she came to. She seemed to like it all, the whole thing. I liked it. But it's just a deep connection I wasn't expecting when I wasn't coming to this fucking flying in the goddamn woods. And talking about in the woods, as you know, I talked about what I saw as I was coming to the fly-in, some bizarre creature in the bathroom, in this outhouse bathroom, a log cabin-like thing. It was a male and a woman's thing. When I went in the female's bathroom, I saw something standing in an inch of water. And I have to tell you something. I try to talk like I'm tough, man. I try to talk like I'm the big man on campus, like I can handle all sorts of situations. But I'm telling you something, man. Whatever the fuck this was in the water, whatever was standing in that water, this little creature-like thing, whatever it was really spooky. I mean, I was scared. I was really scared. And you're talking about a guy who was in Vietnam for two tours. That's how fucking scared I was. And I was never afraid of anything there. It was just bullets and bitches and airplanes and aircraft. That's all it was. But this thing in the middle of the woods in upper northern Michigan in a forest, a protected forest, state of Michigan, we got like 16 million acres of fucking woods up here. Honest to God. But when I went in a toilet and I was talking to you, sort of, I recorded it live as I sat there. When I was talking to you, I was honestly scared, man. I was scared, but I was trying not to be scared. I kept clicking my flashlight on, looking around me. I wasn't fucking ready for anything to happen there. And I think I told you that it was likely some chick wiped her cunt with toilet paper. It dropped in the water. I don't know how long that this. I mean, the outhouse is in the middle of nowhere. It doesn't even look like it's maintained. I don't know how long the toilet paper of a chick snatches her and floating in that water. About an inch in the bottom of the toilet water in the bathrooms on the floor. This thing grew. It evolved out of the water. Whatever it was, it's not a joke. It's one of the spookiest things I've ever seen. You should have seen its fucking eyes. Like dark eyes. Like dark fucking eyes, no dilation, just looking at me, and I didn't care if it was 12 inches high. It felt like it was 48 feet high because that's how goddamn scary the thing looked like and how empty and shelled out I became looking at it. As you know, I use my Glock. I got a Glock kit, and on the kit, it can shoot like 600 fucking bullets. It's a little square thing you can put on it. They're highly illegal. I just shot the shit out of it. I don't know why I did that. I'm into conservation. I'm into learning all kinds of stuff. But that's how scared I was. Have you ever been that scared? I mean, I was freaked out. And I thought about it until I got to the fly-in and people were there and there was all kinds of chicks there and all kinds of life and all kinds of exchanges of information and partying and fun and interaction. But I was still thinking about what I saw in that toilet, which was fucking monstrous. The weirdest thing one of them I've ever seen. I'm still thinking about it now. So he's talking about me and people were asking me, what are the ways to make money in a forest? And I know all the ways to make money in a forest. And there's another 10 or 12 more that I haven't even engaged in because one day my fucking ship's going to come in, fuckstick. And when my ship comes in, I'm going to be free of this. I'm going to be free of the shackles that are around my fucking ankles and my wrist of fucking shackles of regarding finances. By the way, if you can, please contribute to my site. My server costs over $600 a year because I do 10,000 downloads on each server. And I can't keep that up. I eventually will come to an end because I won't be able to keep the server up because I can't pay the $600 fucking dollars every damn year or more to keep the server running. I'm hoping you can help me on that. If you can contribute, please do. NormAugustinus.com. Head over there. You can go to the PayPal link right on the site. I very much appreciated it. You can become a member of Norm Augustinus, a lifetime member. You get a membership ID card that you're a fucking card-holding member of the Norm Augustinus fan club, and I'll send you that out too. When you contribute online, it'll say thank you, and you'll see the card appear right in front of you, what's going to be in your hands. You just got to write your name in the thing. It says the member's name. You're going to like it. So I'm thinking of Paul O'Neill, the ways to make money, and all the ways I have made money in the forest. As you know, I have been harvesting pussy fart bubbles in a lake near my house, on top of my house. Pussy fart bubbles, they're worth a fortune. I'm talking about antique pussy fart bubbles, hundreds of years old. They could even be, I don't know, 500, 1,000 years old. Once air is underwater, it becomes a bubble, and if it's trapped, that bubble will stay there forever. There's more to learn in one pussy fart bubble than you could ever imagine from any woman anywhere, even though she's long dead. If you find her pussy fart bubble and you can get the chemicals inside, the gases inside, you can extract these, you can test them, like my friend Rapalunge at the Detroit Health Department. You can give him a pussy fart bubble, he can take it apart, and he can tell you what the air was like when she was taking a dick, what the air was like when she was getting eaten out. It's trapped in her pussy fart bubble. He can see all kinds of shit in it. Shit, fecal matter, hair, all kinds of stuff, scabs, cum, inside this pussy fart bubble. Now, they always blow a pussy fart bubble after they've been crammed, and that's why I've been harvesting these pussy fart bubbles. You can make a fortune with these, and I'm going to make a fortune. $10,000, $15,000 for a pussy fart bubble in a sealed plexiglass case with a fucking walnut frame around all four sides. Wouldn't that be something? More sides than that. All eight sides. One, two, three, four. Guys, all eight sides of the cube, man. It's a longer thing. It's like a rectangle, really. A stretched square. So there's money to make in that, and I do it all the time, and it's going to become big. I'm just waiting for somebody to pick this up in a news article to talk about harvesting pussy fart bubbles. You can also pan for gold. I've been panning for gold like crazy, panning and digging for gold. Up here, there's a little creek. It's not even a creek. This creek, it's a stream, it's a brook, something. And I've been finding gold in this fucking creek. It shouldn't be there. You need this black soil and other stuff. I think it's coming from either a bag, a burlap bag, some kind of leather bag higher up in the stream. And that, you know, gold is $3,000 an ounce. It's out in the fucking forest waiting for you, man, just like I'm doing. Pussy fart bubbles are out in the forest waiting for you. There's deep lakes, there's deep streams, ponds, and forest and woods near you that have been there for hundreds of years. Get yourself a fucking pussy fart bubble, harvest it out. I've talked about it extensively in this fucking thing, and I've told people at the fly-in, you can unearth 1800s pussy scalps, 1800s era pussy scalps, 1750, there's really no limit. Chicks that were in Michigan, in the woods, in these old log cabins when they came to Michigan, what happened, man? They're fucking hanging their clothes up and shit. She just got eaten out by her fucking colonial duties out hunting for a deer. She's hanging clothes and shit, and the Indian comes up. American Indian over here. We got Apaches and we have Sioux here that moved from the Old West. They came to Michigan and they've been here ever since, and they're out here hidden, and there's actually a reward for an actual picture in Michigan of one of these tribes, and I hear them all the time. I see the flames coming from their fires all the time. I'm going to get that. I'm going to get that, and I'm going to be featured in some Indian magazine, Redskin magazine, fucking Engine magazine, and I'm going to be the guy that gets the money. Why? Because persistence, man. Non-stop fucking ambition combined with persistence, and you can't lose, and that's what's going to happen to me. I'm going to fucking succeed with this shit. 1800 pussy scalps. They're all over the place in Michigan because these young women that came here with these Swedes, these Finns, they came here, they had blonde hair, they're standing out there, man, they got their cunt out, there's no neighbors, look at those thighs, those golden hairs on their fucking thighs, and the sun behind them, they're standing there, man, they're pulling fucking carrots out of the ground, potatoes out of the ground, they're peeling tomatoes off the fucking vines, and as they're there, man, some Indian, some engine comes and cuts their fucking pussy right off, wham, she's got no pussy, but he's got it. And they're so fucking valuable today, you can't believe it. And I didn't know, they didn't die. They just scalped their pussy. They still had their cunt and shit, although sometimes they lost their clitoris or clitoris or whatever you want to call it. In their days of sexual pleasure and orgasm are over, they lost their clit. You're just walking around like any other bitch in a goddamn daze around the woods in Upper Michigan. Their clit's gone, and once their clit is gone, man, they ain't got no more purpose, man, without a clit. Who needs a dick if you can't come? Who needs any kind of sex if you can't come? That's them. Pussy scalps are worth a damn fortune. And I'm in on that. I'm in on pussy scalps. I'm in panning and digging for gold, unearthing gold. I'm in on fucking harvesting pussy fart bubbles. It's all fucking shit that's going to be highly sought after. Anything to do with a cunt in this country, in America, or around the world, always ends up making the fucking dealer of them a lot of money. The person revolving around the cunt that can get rare items with regards to the cunt or female, there's a fortune to be made, man. When I'm not looking for fucking pussy scalps, when I'm not looking panning for gold or harvesting pussy fart bubbles, what am I doing? I'm taking it easy, man. I got my Superman cape on. I'm telling these people this shit here. Just like I'm telling you now. I got my Superman cape on, my dick is out, I got no shoes on, and I'm just laying back with my fucking dope and shit, and while I'm doing it, what am I doing? I got my binoculars with me, I've got my night vision binoculars with me too, and I'm looking, I'm scanning the skies for what? An ivory-billed woodpecker, motherfucker. And what is an ivory-billed woodpecker? Well, they're only like the most sought-after fucking woodpecker on the planet Earth. They've seen them here and there. They know they're here, but there's a massive reward for them. Now, an ivory-billed woodpecker, fuckstick, is about 36 inches high. They're about 3 to 4 feet long, and their hands are so big, they're like a baby's hands. It's an ivory-billed woodpecker. Now, they call it that because it's got a bill that looks like ivory. It's an ivory-billed woodpecker. I'm always scanning the skies, man. I got my cock in my hand. I'm getting ready to pump off. I got my fucking Jim Beam. I've got my goddamn dope. I'm pumping off. I'm looking at the skies. I'm looking at the trees. Looking for an ivory-billed woodpecker for fucking worth $50,000. Now, you know, this is the truth. When I start telling this shit to these people, because your correspondent is a seasoned storyteller, your correspondent is an expert wordsmith, when I start telling these stories, chicks start getting closer and closer to me. Now they see ambition. Why do they like ambition? Because they don't ever fucking want to work, not one goddamn day. They want a man who's ambitious, who will work till he goddamn drops, and she doesn't have to do anything. Ambition is a natural fucking attractant to a woman. They hear me start talking, and they heard me there. Just like you're hearing me there now, the goddamn pussy starts moving in. Pussy starts coming around me like goddamn a wagon train going in a circle because Indians are coming, and they're trying to protect them from these Indians, and they took all their wagon trains, all their fucking stagecoaches and shit, and they'd put them in a circle, and they'd work inside that. That'd be like a wall. And that's how they were coming to me. They wanted to wall me off from the rest of the bitches. This is what chicks do, man. If you're with a chick and she spreads her legs while she's sitting on a seat and you're facing her, it means she's interested in you. And she puts her legs or crosses them, she's not interested in you. Not now, not ever. You have to know these signs. You have to understand this shit. The up and down, the back and forth fucking life of life will firm you up, and eventually you're going to be a master like your correspondent, Norm Augustinus. NormAugustinus.com. Head over there now, fuckstick, and support me financially. I was going to say financially. Fun, I guess it's the same thing. So, the ivory-billed woodpecker. Try to imagine me laying on my side. I'm laying on my side. My cock is laying on the ground. I'm eating crackers, I'm smoking dope, maybe I got a hunk of sausage, smoked sausage, my cock is out, and I got my binoculars standard for the day and my night vision binoculars, and I'm just scanning the skies, man. I'm just sitting back and taking it easy like some fucker in California. You ever hear how people in California, hey, man, how you doing, man? What are you doing today? I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm thinking about going to get a Dr. Pepper. And from there, man, I might go over to Muscle Beach or some shit, and hey, man, you know, there's a bench over there. I'm going to take it easy. And that's how I'm going to be, man. I'm going to be the same fucking way, scanning the skies for ivory-billed woodpeckers because they're not extinct, and they think they are not extinct. They think there are many still around, but they're very elusive. But 50 grand to the person who finds it. I'm going to find it. Why? Because of persistence. Why? Because of the payoff. Why? Because I have to make something of myself just like you do, nonstop every fucking day. I just keep coming and coming and coming and coming, quite literally. I said coming there, and I am coming all the time, quite literally. Now, when I'm not looking for ivory-billed woodpeckers, I'm telling these people there, and you should have been there. You could hear people flying in with their ultralight aircraft who are instrument rated, which means they can fly at dusk or in the night. It was just such a surreal, beautiful scene as they flew in the darkness, man. I could smell dope in the air. I could smell pussy in the air. I can smell Clive Christensen number one in the air. That's a very expensive women's perfume. I saw chicks of all colors and all shapes and sizes, man. And there they were. And all you had to do was ask them, understand them. And, you know, hey, man, you want a cock in your ass? You want a cock in your... Hey, man, I can do it. I'll split your goddamn seam like a safe cracker who came with too big a crowbar, and that'll be me on her. So, another way you make money. Say, how many ways is there to make money in the woods? I didn't see any of this shit. I think I got eaten by mosquitoes. That's all I fucking saw, mosquitoes. Well, mosquitoes, according to my fucking friend here, my Indian friend up here, Flapping lips. Was that her name? Flapping lips. Running flaps. That's her name. She's an Indian. Now, I've pumped running flaps a few times. Running flaps told me they call her running flaps. She's an Indian that lives up here in Apache. I don't know where she lives, but I fucked her a few times. She ate me out. We 69. But when running flaps runs, her cunt lips, they slap together. That's why they call her running flaps. And she told me that mosquitoes, if you see mosquitoes, and there's mosquitoes on your arms, and they have a big blood dot on the back of them or under them, wherever the blood gathers, it means they came from a concentrated area of a lot of people and you're near people. You probably didn't know that about mosquitoes, but I do now. I understand it now. You could test that blood if you had a blood test kit. You could test it and you could find out you got a B positive, you got an O negative, you got all kinds of blood type, which ones are more women. You follow that and you follow it to the pussy because you're educated, because once you have the fucking secret, you know the fucking secret, you succeed. And that's part of it. When I'm not doing that, man, in the woods, when I'm not at a fly and listening to stories and watching vendors and looking chicks standing in her panties, at a certain point here, a lot of the women took their clothes off and it was really, really appealing to see this. Big goddamn bushes and shit, high humidity. If they blew a pussy fart, you'd see the humidity actually move. The cloud would move around them like they're walking in a fog around them, and a pussy fart would blow the fog and you think, wow. Yeah, it should turn me off. I should be bothered by that. But look at this. We're all just one people. We're all looking for the same damn thing. We're all the same, aren't we, watching that scenario? Well, I'm not fucking doing the ivory-billed woodpecker and looking for 50 fucking fast grand. I metal detect up here. I metal detect in these woods, thousands of acres of woods. And why do I metal detect? Because I'm looking for old foundations. Why would I be looking for old foundations? Because people lived there once, right? People lived there. They had coins. They had all kinds of valuable stuff. They're long gone. There's their foundation. And I metal detect around the foundation trying to find coins. Now, one time, talking about that, at one time, I took a chick to an old house. I talked about this story on and off. At one time, I took a chick with big tits, a small waist, a beautiful ass, honest to God, long damn hair, everything you could ever want. Her skeleton or 240 bones or whatever it is, just like a goddamn wind chime. That's what I look at, how I look at often, how I look at women. They're just a big wind chime. All these bones clanging around, trying to make a little bit of noise as they move throughout life and going the west, the east, the north, and the south. This fucking wind chime trying to get noise, trying to put out the sounds of its beauty, of its bones clanging together. And that's what a chick is, really. I took this chick metal detecting with me. I even gave her a metal detector. I'm talking about this because I just talked about metal detecting around foundations in the woods in Upper Michigan, Northern Michigan, if you can find them. I took her metal detecting in an old farmhouse. I even cut the grass so that we could put the loop of the detector. That's the coil that actually sends signals into the ground. I even cut the grass and I gave her a metal detector and I thought, I'm going to take her metal detecting around the house. And she's going to see this house. And then we're going to go in the house. We're going to walk into the bedrooms. We're going to go into the toilet. There might be a bathtub in there. We're going to walk in the kitchen. I'm going to hit her on every goddamn maternal instinct she may have in her. Any nesting instinct she has. I'm going to take her in this fucking house and I'm going to go room to room with her because she knows and I know and you know people fucking rooms. People fucking bathtubs. People get bent in the goddamn kitchen, don't they? They're bent over and shit. They're putting cinnamon fucking taste pastries, cinnamon fucking things in the oven and they're bent over and they take a dick to the ass. This goes on in every house. So I thought, I'll stir something in her and take her to it. And then I'll get some dick. I'll get some pussy. Oh shit, I said dick. I hope that wasn't a Freudian slip. Ah, fuck it. I'll take her to the goddamn house. And something will instinctively turn on and I'll get all kinds of pussy. And I'll take the metal detector back. I'll take her back to her house. She'll have a fucking fistful of cum in her panties. I'll drop it off at her house and I'll peel the fuck out of there and go home. My bag will be freshly empty. I'll feel like I fucking did my number one, my main purpose in life, my number one thing that I was designed to do. And I did it. I pull it off and I go home and I have a fucking bologna, a toasted bologna, fried bologna sandwich on fucking rye bread, dark bread. And I'll eat that with some mustard, drink some Coca-Cola. And my bag is empty, man. I'm feeling good. Leave it, whatever odor's on my cock, leave it on there to ferment a few fucking days. So I took her room to room. I took her to the bedroom. I took her to bedroom 2. I said things like, look at that wallpaper. Hey, look at those marks on that wall there. You know what I was trying to say? Look at the marks on the wall. That's the fucking headboard hitting the wall again and again and again as some female is in there taking goddamn big fucking dick. Taking a big dick, and I sold her that. Took her to another goddamn bedroom. And I said, yeah, look at that. Isn't that something? Wow, look at, are those handprints on the windowsill there? I wanted her to think they were handprints on the windowsill, like some chick was holding onto the window as her legs were spread wide and he was got his cock in her ass and he's holding her like he's in a wheelbarrow race. I wanted her to think all that shit. Took her to another bedroom, same damn thing. I said, look at that. Look at those scratch marks on the fucking hardwood floor. Isn't that something? I wanted her to think, wow. Someone taking a dick and those little legs in the bed and it was moving back and forth. I wanted her to be turned on by bedroom 3, ready to take my dick, ready to house all fucking 15 inches of my cock when I got her into the bathtub. Got her into the bathtub, said, look at that. Isn't that something? It's a bathtub. Yeah, look at that. Hey, isn't that cute? This is an old bathtub. The family was here and all that. Look at the goddamn bathtub. And I say, look at the grout. Look at that grout. It's especially dirty there, and it's got funny stuff in it. Like, I want her to think that's where the cum was blown out when he was in there when she was beating his meat off or blowing him, and the cum went into the grout and shit and bleached it out in a special area where the cum kept hitting. I wanted her to think that, but I took her metal detecting just for the sake of taking her metal detecting. That was incidental. When we went out metal detecting, I didn't get any dick, any pussy inside the building, and when I took her out metal detecting, we walked around the yard. I gave her the metal detector, told her how to turn it on, showed her how to adjust the knobs. And then she was walking around. I was walking around. I wasn't really thinking of coins. I wasn't thinking of riches, of deep finds. I was fucking experiencing extremely rapid heartbeat and a gigantically inflamed, expanded cock that was hard as a fucking hammerhead. And I was experiencing that because I wanted to pump her out in these woods and it didn't work. And I thought, where can I go? Is there some place I can go and pump off before she fucking sees me or does it? I gotta have fucking relief. While I'm walking around, what happens? She starts yelling and waves me over to her, maybe 75 feet from the house, and it was near a well. There was a well in the back there made of rocks. And I said, what is it? What'd you find? I figured she's gonna find a belt buckle, some old goddamn nail. No, she didn't do anything like that. She found an 1855 $20 gold piece. You know what those are worth? At that time, it was worth fucking $50,000, I think. 50 grand? No, $250,000, I think. I think it was worth a half. No, it was worth, at that time, it was worth $500,000, an 1855 or an 1854 $20 gold piece. And she had it. It popped out of the ground, looked brand new, extremely rare. The gold was glistening. It was just phenomenal. I never saw it again. I fought with her parents. I fought with attorneys. I said that half of it should go to me. That could have been it. That could have been your ship had come in for your correspondent. But she got all the goddamn money from the 1855 $20 gold piece. I took her there trying to get pussy. Instead, she got all the damn money. I remember arguing with her father, arguing with attorneys. I even pleaded with her how quick she detached herself from me and no longer liked me when she had $500,000 in a goddamn hand. But that's neither here nor there. Another learning experience, something else to move on about. Another thing, the way you can make money, like I made money, like I try to make money, that was just a side story. Indian arrowhead, a complete intact Indian arrow with the head on it, completely intact, they're worth $5,000, $10,000, $5,000 to $10,000. You know what I do when I'm in the woods? Every time I'm in the woods, I look at trees and I look them up and down and I think, there's going to be a genuine Indian arrow in that tree, and I'm going to collect $5,000 or $10,000. And why? Because of ambition, because of persistence, because of who I am. It's just one fucking thing after another that you can do to make money in the woods if you're in Michigan, especially Michigan. The whole damn thing was occupied by Indians, by Apache Indians, Arapaho Indians, all kinds of damn Indians. We're in Michigan. That's all it was at one time. From the front to the top to the bottom, it was solid goddamn woods. Something else you can find? I've never found one. And I'm telling people this. And as I tell them, the crowd gets bigger and bigger. You think I'm Christ telling stories and the crowd's getting bigger and bigger and more popular. You'd think that they're just gathering and getting bigger and bigger and bigger and suddenly it doesn't matter. All that mattered was your correspondent's voice usage and the stories I was telling, the history behind them. They couldn't resist them. I told them about fossilized female turds. These are stuff you can use. I wasn't going to go with all this. I wasn't going to talk about this. I had different plans. Fossilized female turds. And if they've got cum lines in them, they're worth a fortune. They're worth 10 grand a piece. You know what a fossilized female turd is? A woman took a crap. She went number two, fecal matter. She was in the woods. But before she went number two, she took 10 or 12 inches, and a guy had a massive cum load, and he blew the massive cum load into her ass. And when it into her ass, it went into her shit, and it marbleized the shit. Then she took a dump, and when she took a dump, when she went number two, she dropped the turd. You could see the marbleization of cum lines all throughout the turd, and then they fossilized. They're 100 years old. Now you put that in a rock polisher, it's worth a goddamn fortune, fuckstick. I mean, unlimited riches. It's worth a fucking fortune. They're there. They're real. It's not a joke. Something I'd like to find, one of the last things I'm going to talk about, I could have went on and on because we have such a relationship. I could have went on and on, told more stories about the fucking ultralight fly-in. But one woman at the ultralight fly-in, she liked the idea of the fossilized shit with the cum lines in it. Big blow lines of cum, like granite or marble or something on marble countertop in your kitchen. It looks like that when the cum's in it and the turd fossilizes. I'm telling this woman that. And then the last one I told him, because I was going to go dick the redhead some more. I mean, seriously dick. I'm talking about extreme fucking impact combined with emotions that go back thousands of years entrapped in my head. All kinds of cum, all kinds of shaking, all kinds of sweating, and this connection I have with this redhead at the fly-in. I told him about this. Did you know that there's 52 caliber fucking these bullets? I think they're called Gardner bullets. Gardner bullets. They're explosive musket, I think they're musket shells from Civil War. Musket shell bullets. Explosive musket shells from the Civil War. They're called Gardner Explosive Musket Shells, 52 caliber, man, Civil War. They're made of something like pewter, and there's copper. Now, the core is filled with an explosive, and it was designed to go in a person's body and explode. You know how much those are worth? They're priceless. You have to metal detect the trees to find them, but they're priceless provided they didn't blow up and provided they're not compressed. And when they made impact into the tree, if they hit a soft area in the tree, if they were on the end of their fucking, their glide path, the force and resistance they were in, the forward motion, if they're on the end of that and they got into a tree but didn't compact at all, didn't explode at all.
Hang on, will ya?
They're fucking priceless. I mean, people laugh at me. They say this shit is crazy. They say you in the woods ain't gonna make nothing. They say it, but look at the things I just told you. And I told all these people to fly, and then I went back into the tent, man, and I fucked super long. Have you ever fucked so long that you didn't want to come? I liked her that much. I'm gonna call her again, and I have called her again. I'm gonna see her again. I didn't want to come. I wanted to just slide my fucking cock in and out of her fucking, her bun or whatever you want to call it, just slide it in and out and rest it in there and saute and simmer my cock in her warm juices and take it in, soak it all in, the whole moment, soak it all in because it's all too fucking entirely short. Isn't it?
You've been listening to the one and only
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder. Eventually bringing you upon this bright brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands, they're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange colored solution and replace the corks on your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a $1 million house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Rosalind, how are you? I hope this letter finds you happy and well. Roz, something happened to me the other day. I was sitting on a bench downtown. While I was sitting on the bench, a car drove past me. It was an old car, and dense white smoke was coming out of the tailpipe. As the car moved past me, a woman sitting on the passenger seat rolled down her window, and she threw something out of the passenger side car window. Rosalind, the woman threw out an old Teletubbies plastic zippered bag. Both the handles had been torn off the Teletubby bag, and where the handles had once been attached to the bag, there were just big torn holes where the plastic once was. Ross, I opened the Teletubby bag and was overcome by the strong stench of pussy. When I looked inside, I found about a dozen pairs of heavily stained women's panties. I will refer to them as cum panties. The cum panties looked like someone had taken a blowtorch to the crotches of the panties, and on at least half the pairs of panties, the elastic waistband was torn off, or just barely clinging onto, the cum panty. There were big, round, frayed holes torn into the crotches of the panties. It looked like someone had hammered a steel pipe into the fabric of the crotch area of the panty. Also in the old Teletubby bag was a tube of vaginal shrinking cream. Have you ever seen a tube of toothpaste that's been rolled up because the tube of toothpaste is almost empty? That's what someone had done to the tube of vaginal shrinking cream. Someone had written the word "gash shrink" under the side of the tube using a black permanent marker. The original label was really worn down. Rosalind, there were red pubic hairs wound around the threads where the shrinking cream cap gets screwed onto the tube of gash cream. I took a big drink of Coca-Cola, and then I took a deep breath, and I let the air out slowly through my nose, and I threw the Teletubby bag chock full of cum panties in front of the Hallmark card shop behind me. Jesus, life is hard.
I gotta go, Roz. I've got shit to do. Write me back when you can. I always look forward to your letters. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the downtown Summer Days Main Street Parade last weekend. Your big-titted little sister was lying on top of an electric skateboard. The parade organizers pulled papier-mâché shark bodies over the people lying on the skateboards. They were commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Jaws movie. Including your big-titted little sister, there was a total of 5 sharks in the parade. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she steered the shark into an alley, and I climbed inside the papier-mâché shark, and I crammed my cock into your big-titted little sister's ass, and I humped her from the rear during the entire route of the parade.
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Ladies, right now at the counter, we're selling tubes of vaginal shrinking cream. Ladies, these aren't your plain old, ordinary, everyday tubes of vaginal shrinking cream. These babies are officially labeled Gash Shrink. Yes, they're different. Honey, let me tell you just how different they are. These tubes, fashioned just like the tubes of toothpaste in your bathroom drawer, are almost entirely used up. There's hardly any cream left in the tube. The tube has been rolled up from the bottom to the cap, and there's pubic hairs of all colors wrapped around the threads where the gas shrink cap gets screwed onto the top of the tube. And yes, just like the old days, the gas shrink tubes are made of metal. Why do you need to buy one of these? Ma'am, when your boyfriend or husband sees one of these gas shrink tubes lying about somewhere that you secretly bought and planted, he'll go nuts. He'll understand that you understand just how much he needs a tight pussy to get himself off. He'll pop a rod right there and then. It's a guaranteed dick in the hole for you. Come on up to the counter right now and get a tube of gas shrink for only $29.95. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit onto the lap of the gardener that plants the flowers at our store entranceway. Miss Phelps was staring at the huge ball sack and cock bulge protruding from the crotch of the gardener while he was sitting on the dirt planting geraniums when her asshole suddenly gave way. My assistant was wearing a miniskirt, and unfortunately, she had opted out of wearing panties. Mandy has irritable bowel syndrome.
I just shit into the cooling vents of our high-definition computer monitor screen. This morning while I was in the break room, I blew out a huge pile of bubbling shit onto the floor in front of the coffee machine. A few minutes ago, I pretended to push open the door on a vending machine to retrieve my product, but in actuality, I shit into the machine. I can't stop shitting. Please help me, you fucking bastards. Also, the gardener can go fuck himself.
And she is also extremely horny.
I need 12 inches of dick resting in my hot, hungry pussy every day. Last month, I killed a guy just so his body would enter a state of rigor mortis, so I could ride his rock-hard, rigored cock all night long. My boss has a wooden bowling pin on his desk. He won it when he was a professional bowler. This morning, I hammered the bowling pin into my cunt using a rubber mallet, and then I shoved his prize bowling pin into my stretched-out asshole. I need inches. Now, give me the inches, or I'll smear my bubbling yeast infection onto the face of every prick in this store.
Is there anyone in the store that can help my assistant extract her shit from the gardener's bib overalls? This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Dick!